once again for Insight with Jack Sogler on the Ford Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Sogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Sogler.
Welcome to Insight without Jack Sogler again tonight. He was here for, I think, every one of our elected official interviews for the county commissioner and the 84th district representative, but he's missed last week and this week. So tonight we are talking with Krista Mullenkamp from Sunshine Boutique and the Salty Haven and Jake David and a whole bunch of things. So how are you tonight, Christy?
I'm good. I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy to have you. And it's just, you know, you're doing some interesting things over there. I was going to say on the corner, but not exactly the corner, but catty-cornered across the street from us.
That doesn't sound good either.
I didn't mean it that way at all. Let's start off by telling us who you are, where you're from, how you got here, why you're here, maybe, or just about your family, whatever you want to kind of introduce yourself.
Okay. So I actually grew up north of St. Anthony, graduated from Coldwater. My family and I live in Trinity now. My husband's Troy Mullenkamp, and my son Peter is 18, Daisy's 15. I started Sunshine Boutique in 2013, so we just celebrated our 9th anniversary in October. And I just love being here. You know, people have asked before, why did you choose Fort Recovery? And, you know, the easy answer is, well, there was a space for rent. And actually, one of my best friends from high school is Angie Reisner.
Oh, yeah.
Matt and Angie. And she kind of knew I was thinking about getting out of teaching. I taught high school English for 10 years and saw the place for rent here in Fort Recovery and sent me a message. So, you know, I call them God winks. So I thought, well, this is maybe my chance to try this. And we came and checked out the location. But, you know, we've always done business in Fort Recovery in different ways, especially my husband with the ag world. Mm-hmm. And so it just really felt like home. It's always felt like home. It's just a very loyal and kind community. And they've just, everybody's been super good to me.
So. Well, it doesn't hurt that you're super nice to everybody.
That doesn't hurt much.
That way. They might not be as nice if you weren't as nice. That kind of what comes around goes around, and you know they everybody kind of appreciates that is working out and have a place to actually go buy clothing.
Yes.
Without driving to Portland or Greenville or Salina or somewhere,
yeah.
Dayton or whatever it might be, mm-hmm. And still get really neat stuff. So let's take a quick break, and we'll come back, and we'll actually get into the meat of what goes on over across the street, and we'll be back in just a minute or two.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic control traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
The Four Recovery Ministerial Association's annual Thanksgiving service will be held this Sunday evening at 7 p.m. at the First Church of Christ on Union City Road. The public is invited, and proceeds from a free will offering will go to the community food bank, and you can bring cash, checks, or non-perishable food for the food bank. Make your plans now to join other members of the community at the annual Ministerial Association's Community Thanksgiving Service this Sunday evening at 7 p.m. at the First Church of Christ on Union City Road.
Welcome back to Insight. We're talking with Krista Mullenkamp of Sunshine Boutique, and you talked about how and maybe why you got here. So with Sunshine Boutique, what do you sell?
So we kind of sell the usual suspects, I guess, that you would see at most boutiques. I think what makes
I wouldn't see anything at most boutiques.
That's,
so
why
don't you tell us what those things are?
I guess what maybe sets Sunshine apart is that we do cater towards women, not necessarily for the younger generation, the teenage years, the 20-year-olds so much as really the 30-year-olds. You know, I'm 42, so mm-hmm. and upwards, so... You know, I can find things there. My mom, who's 73, can find things there. So it's kind of a lost world in the shopping world right now. You know, your JCPenney's and places like that are closing down. Mm-hmm. So for a lot of women who like to receive help, they don't have a lot of places to go anymore. So they've kind of found their niche at Sunshine, mm-hmm. and we love to dress people.
Now, can kids Daisy's age find things there too?
Yep, not so much on the clothing end. You know, we'll talk mm-hmm. about the Jake David line here yeah. in a little bit. Mm-hmm. So you know that goes for many ages, but we just carry more professional sort of styles. Mm-hmm. So Daisy's not necessarily shopping in my store. She can find some good stuff, you know, at your Golden on Main and places like that, other boutiques that mm-hmm. sort of have that niche for mm-hmm. like her age.
Is that kind of what High Voltage was when they were here
yeah.
in town?
Okay. Yeah. Yep. I feel like every boutique kind of has their niche, mm-hmm. and yeah. that makes it great. Not everybody's kind of carrying the same things.
Yep. Yeah. And it seemed like with you and High Voltage mm-hmm. right across the street from each other, it went pretty well.
Yes.
It didn't seem like either one of you was taking customers from the other, and with them across the street from each other, more people were coming because everybody, if you didn't see something in one, you could go to the other. If you're with somebody and like mom and daughter, you could go to both places. So now, did I see that they had some things here in town for the Christmas open house?
I think they were set up at, I would say Lifestyles Beauty, but it's now Cedar and Main.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
so
that's where I knew I saw the sign somewhere, and I couldn't
yes.
I couldn't get inside the store. I got inside of most of the stores on Sunday, but
yeah.
I
didn't get very far.
Yeah. Yep. So sorry I interrupted there, so you have like dresses, pants.
So, yes, we have, you know, we kind of dress you from head to toe. We do not offer shoes anymore. Really, it's kind of a lack of space. There's lots of things we'd like to carry, but we only have so much room. We have really expanded on our gift line. In 2020, when we were shut down during COVID, you know, we were shut down for 9 weeks. That was when I kind of really started doing some soul searching, like, what are we going to do here if we do open back up, or when we finally get to open back up, you know, what are people actually going to be buying, because they're not necessarily going anywhere yet. So nobody's yeah. buying new clothes. So we really expanded on our
gift line.
So
you weren't selling just sweatpants?
Nope. Not even that.
That's what a lot of people said they were wearing.
So we really kind of found like a really good a Christian line, lots of devotionals and sort of gifty items that were faith-based, because people were still buying gifts for other people, and it was actually kind of an important time to be doing such things. for people's morale and spirits.
So are you talking about like picture frame kind of things, or
we do have
tables, things you'd sit on the table, or what kind of items?
So
necklaces, that kind of thing, jewelry, is that kind of?
Very much so.
Okay, so the answer to all of those is yes, instead of it's just this or just this.
Yeah.
So it's,
we have a large like gift section, and it's fun to watch people back there because they will spend, you know, 20 minutes just scouring that area because it's just so, it's just good.
Yeah. And they what I'm kind of picturing is somebody will kind of go through and kind of look at some stuff, and they'll see something else, and they'll think, oh, that might have been nice for so-and-so, but this other thing that I kind of glanced at might be better, and go back and look at that and start over again.
Yes.
and even if it was maybe somebody they weren't really thinking of buying something for, or they were thinking of something else, and all of a sudden something triggers something, they go back and look at some more.
It inspires.
Look at some things again that they just glanced at before and go, oh, yeah. That one would work for this person.
And for those people who don't you know, there are some women who just really don't like clothing. That's not their thing.
Yep.
So they're not coming in to shop for clothing, but they are coming to shop for gifty, home decor, those kind of little little items. So there, I always say there's actually something for everyone.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's awesome. So the type of clothing is, would you call it casual business or?
We do have casual, but more casual business, you know, up towards professional. Ladies that have to dress up every day, that want to be comfortable in the stuff that's going to last. You know, they're, I'm like, you can have this in your closet for 5 or 6 years. You're actually probably going to get sick of it before it ever wears out.
Yep.
So you're going to pay a little bit more. Our prices are a little bit higher than most boutiques, but you're definitely getting.
Well, if you're getting quality, you know, if you're looking for a shirt to wear once, quality doesn't have to be all that awesome.
No.
But, and there are some women that only wear stuff once.
Sure.
But the ones that only wear stuff once usually buy high quality stuff, and, and you want to get to their garage sales.
Yes, that's right.
Wear it once, and it's for sale for a dollar now.
Yes,
instead
that's
of,
right.
Instead of $30 or whatever it might be. So it's like blouses, sweaters.
Yep, a little bit of everything.
I guess they call them tops, don't they?
And yes.
Sweaters and
jackets, you know, coats. We have a large section of those this year. We've picked up a couple new lines that actually have a lot of different categories of clothing than we've ever had before. So I'm like, we've never had so many coats before, and they're all fantastic, and I'm a coat person, so I'm like, don't put it on. Just don't put it on.
Well, you have to put it on so you can take a picture of and model it.
So Nikki says, no, I'm not putting anything on today.
Yeah, because you'll fall in love with it.
Yes,
and,
for sure.
And it'll make you look good. And you just
and feel good.
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know how many people are on Facebook or have you on Facebook, but fairly regularly there's pictures of we get new things in, and here's this and this and this, and it always looks really nice.
Thank you. Well, people like to see things on real bodies.
Yeah.
We're not size zero models. We're real.
But if somebody is a size zero, you probably have something to fit them.
Yes.
Good things too.
We can do it.
You have kind of some decorative, inspiring type of things, clothing. You say shoes aren't anymore.
You know, we've got a large section of jewelry. We've always
I was thinking there's something
sort of
else.
Known for the fact that we have a lot of jewelry. So that's always been a big namestay. We, you know, carry the Whispering Prayer bracelets. We've carried them for, oh, goodness, I'd say 6 years. They're made here in Ohio by a small group of women, the neatest people. They actually say three prayers over each bracelet as they're being made. And, you know, I can remember when, the little Stogler girl, her name's not coming to me, that had brain surgery.
Three or four years ago.
Does it start with an R? I feel badly. You know who I'm talking about.
Yes, it's Jordan's
daughter. Jordan's daughter.
And I've heard the name 1,000 times, and I can't think of what it is. It's
Oh, it's a beautiful name. It's just unique, and it's not coming to me. But when she was having her surgery, I actually called Whisper and Prayer that morning and just said, can you put her on your prayer board and all of your bracelets today? Will you just pray over her? And they said, absolutely. We've got her up there. We will be praying all day.
Yep.
So they're just amazing women. And we sell a lot of Whisper and Prayer bracelets because they kind of connect with everyone.
Yep. So, jewelry, clothing, decorative, inspiring things. Anything else that's
in the
store?
Okay. Yeah, that pretty much hits it.
Okay. So, and as far as, employees, how many?
So actually,
how many people work there?
You know, Nikki was always my girl.
Yeah. Explain who that is.
Yes, so Nikki Kramer.
Almost everybody knows exactly who you're talking about. Maybe they don't.
Yes. But, yeah. So, you know, I opened 9 years ago, but Nikki Kramer has been with me for 8 of the 9 years. You know, we didn't know each other beforehand, and you know, she starts working for me, and then I guess it would have been in 2020, really right after Jake's accident, she had the opportunity to buy Nature's Greens salt machine or salt room. And so she took advantage of that and was trying to find a spot here in Fort Recovery really to go. But it's like she didn't want to leave Sunshine and I didn't want her to leave me.
Yeah.
And so really it was my husband Troy who came up with the idea of putting the room in the back of Sunshine. He was like, I think we can make this work. He said, it'll keep Nikki with you.
Yeah, and it took some of your storage downstairs, so you get to go upstairs every time you need something, I guess.
We get a lot of steps in, but it doesn't seem to make any difference.
If I remember correctly from when I worked in that building for Adam Beach, I think there's 23 steps to the top.
There are. There are. And sometimes it seems like the last three are real bad by the end of the day.
Yes. Yeah. On the third or fourth time up those steps, you think, why didn't I just get this when I was going the first time?
But
Or maybe you just need to hire a young kid that all they do is run up and down the steps.
Yes, which we do have them. But that kind of goes into, I do have two part-time girls, a high school girl and a college girl. And I just hired Kendra Deuce. Would be Kurt and Amy Deuce's daughter. She's been working for me really since she's been a freshman in high school. She will graduate this May with a business and marketing degree. So I kind of breached the idea of having her come back. We sat down and talked, and she said yes. And I love her like a niece. So she literally, she's been working for me for 5 weeks now, and I feel like she's put pep back in my step. So
good. That's that's awesome.
It's awesome
when you can get somebody that number one knows the business, cares, and you know you're going to get along.
Yes,
it's not going to be
absolutely because you know girls can be gaddy. We're just not.
Yeah,
we're over that. We're just not the type. So we just have fun.
That's awesome. So is she sales? Is she marketing? Is she kind of anything, everything? That
anything and everything. Literally, she can do it all. And so some
that has to take a lot of pressure off of you.
Oh, it does. I'm like, yes. And she's making me do things like TikToks that I always said I would never do. But it's been good and it's been fun and I'm excited to see like what's going to happen. So with her,
I love
at my side too.
That's really great. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have Sunshine Boutiques in 5 or 6 more towns in the next few.
That is not a goal of mine.
Oh, okay.
I'm real happy right here.
Well, that's somebody that
never know.
Yeah. No TikToks. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Now we're doing TikToks.
That's very true. So, I would never say never.
But you said it's not a goal. You didn't say never.
Yes.
You said it's not
just
a goal.
Not my goal right now.
Yep. I think that's exactly what you said. Not my goal right now. So if tomorrow she talks you into it.
I'll eat my words.
Yeah. No, well, it wasn't. You weren't wrong.
Yes.
It wasn't right now.
That's right.
So we have anybody. You said there was also a high school girl?
Yes. So a high school girl, Kennedy Irvin. From town here.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yep. So she helps me after school and then closes for me, you know, in case I can't be here for whatever school activities and such. And then Abby Huey's from Jay County. She's a college girl. Mm-hmm. So she helps me as well part time.
That's great.
So it is. Like, I was a teacher prior to this, and I really do miss teaching. Sometimes I do feel like it's what I'm supposed to be doing, but I do feel like I'm still being able to do those things.
Yep. Just so, not as many of them sitting there that, that you're in charge of.
That's right.
But yeah, when you can, and sometimes when you're a teacher, you only can really happen to touch one of them out of the class really well, and other ones, maybe they don't necessarily go, get extremely inspired, but you're always adding to it, and that's always a good thing. But now you're touching everybody that comes in the store, not just kids.
I'm
very sure that it wasn't anything you planned, but your personality.
Well, thank you.
When people walk in the store, it's not, here comes somebody else. Now I got to get up off my chair. It is not that at all. It is, hey, hi, how are you? Have you been here before? And, they know that you're happy to see them, even if they're not old friends, or if they are, you're happy to see anybody and everybody. That just jumps out of you when somebody walks in the store.
Well, thank
and
you.
I'm pretty sure you don't try to do that. It's just how
I've met a lot of new people who've become my friends.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a gift.
Yeah, yeah. And you wouldn't have those people if you weren't kind, caring, automatically as soon as anybody walks in the store. So it's a really good thing. Let's take another break here real quick, and we'll come back and maybe get into Jake David or the Salty Haven, or we'll end up getting into everything, but we'll talk about all of that in just a little bit. Just a minute.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, you can run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. The Kubota B-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274. Friends of the Fort Recovery Library will once again be hosting their annual Fort Festival of Trees display at the library from Monday, December 5th through Saturday, December 31st during normal library hours. Families, local organizations, businesses, and individuals are invited to participate in this very popular event by entering a decorated tree for the display. The tree can be 3 to 7 feet tall and can have a theme, promote your business, celebrate an achievement, or can even honor a loved one. Hundreds of people stop into our library every year to see the trees and vote for their favorite. Please stop by the library or call them at 375-2869 for more information about participating in this year's Fort Festival of Trees.
Welcome back to Insight. We're here with Krista Mullenkamp of Salty Haven and Sunshine Boutique, and we talked, we just kind of mentioned real quickly about the Jake David line. Tell us what that is, why it is, and how, you know, what that offers and how people can get into something like that.
Absolutely. So. You know, it's neat when people who are out of town that don't necessarily know our story behind the Jake David line, when they come into the store and they see it, because it's quite large in the store, they'll, you know, come up and say, who's Jake David? Like, you know, what's this all about? And then when I start to tell them the story, they get a little, I guess, flustered and feel badly. Yeah. And I always tell them, oh gosh, please don't. Like, I love to talk about him. So my son, Jake, was killed on October 9th of 2020 on his four-wheeler, and he was 15 years old. So after his accident, I really just kind of wanted to sell the store. And I remember my dad saying, you can't do anything for 1 year. You have to give it 1 year. And so I fought through a good 6 months, especially. Thank goodness for Nikki, because she, you know, very much carried me through all of that. Nikki Kramer, who I was talking about before.
And she's had her own problems.
Very crazy. You know, Nikki and I didn't know each other until she started working for me at Sunshine, and she lost Ava in the December before Jake's accident, so 10 months prior to.
Yep.
And Ava was also 15. So it's very uncanny how many things are very similar between Nikki and I. So God definitely put us together.
Well, and both of you have smiles that light up a room.
Oh, thank you. Hers is even bigger. I don't know.
I'm thinking that between the two of you, you don't need to turn a light on in that building. You just,
well, we are going to keep this on our... but after the accident, I don't really know exactly how it all came to be. I do remember I was looking for a shirt for my dad, who's a veteran, and I was going to get a shirt made for him or something. And Nikki said, why don't you just make your own shirt? You know, why would you buy one when we can make them ourselves? So it kind of, I guess, catapulted from there, where we started a line in Jake's memory. And everything that is in his line revolves around faith. Patriotism. He loved veterans. He loved his grandpa. And positivity. So those sort of three ideas. And farming. Yes, absolutely. Country boy to the core.
Yes.
And our goal with it was, well, let's, you know, start small, see how this goes. And then we will donate 15% of the profit, because Jake was 15, mm-hmm, back to good things. It was very much a healing process for me. You know, it was putting the sadness and the crappiness into goodness. And it still is very much that way. I get excited when we get new things.
So when you get new things, is this items you have just thought about, or new designs for the items you already have? Or when you say new things, or is the answer yes to both of those?
Yes to both of okay. those. So as far as, like, it's most heavily apparel, you know, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and things, mm-hmm, for all ages, from onesies to, you know, young and old adults.
Mm-hmm.
The designs are inspired by, you know, things I might see. They're inspired by our customers. We had a customer, Sharon Vaughn, came in one time and told us that she had listened to or watched Jake's funeral online, and I actually wrote Jake's eulogy and had my cousin deliver it. And one of the lines that we said in it was, you know, I know you're all going to miss me, but God is so cool. And she just thought that stuck with her, you know, the God is so cool. So we wrote it down, you know, in our busy day, you kind of, you know, whatever. Yeah. And then about 3 weeks later, another lady came in who was from Coldwater. I played basketball with her daughter. And as she was leaving the store that day, she turned around and she said, Krista, just remember, God is so cool. And it was like a, whew, okay, we're doing something with this.
Knock you over with a feather kind mm-hmm. of thing.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So we do really get a lot of feedback from our customers that, like, why don't you try this? Why don't you do this? And I love it. Like, mm-hmm. that re-inspires me too. And so Peyton, now Wendell, she does all of my designs. And, you know, every once in a while.
She's kind of talented, isn't she?
She's just a little. Just a little.
Wow.
And once again, she's like a niece to me. Like, these people who've mm-hmm. worked for me have become like my family. And she knew Jake, so her heart is there. And sometimes she'll send me a text and say, hey, send me something, because I'm really ready to work on some Jake stuff. And that is like a, that gives my heart a hug that, you know, other people are getting as excited about it as I am.
Yep. And sometimes it sounds like, and knowing her somewhat, it's, she's one of those people probably who really likes doing positive things that help people, probably people she'll never meet. Some of them she'll know for sure. She'll, I'm sure she sees her shirts out kind of anywhere,
so cool.
Everywhere.
Yes.
You know, it's there are people in this world like that, that are looking for, are just some, and at least she has an outlet where she can call you and say, I want to help somebody. Yes. I want to do something positive.
Yes.
Tell me what I need to do. And when you have people like that, it just makes it really, really good.
Absolutely.
Go ahead with what you're saying there.
Nope,
I'm sorry.
You're just fine.
Yeah.
And so with the profit from Jake's line, our goal is to always write, you know, and you compare it to like Do Good Restaurant, who's amazing and like so inspiring. Like they're kind of like my guides. You know, we write $1,000 checks to families. Mostly it's been, you know, kiddos in the hospital. Here recently it's been to two moms who are battling cancer, young moms with young kids. So, you know, we do little things in the store. We might have people come in and I send them with a whispering prayer bracelet. All of that comes out of the Jake David line. We just made 46. I think my total count was 46 hope bags from nominations. People just sent me names of men and women who needed hope.
So the hope bags, what is that?
So it's we have a hope bag that's part of the Jake line. They're like canvas bags, but we filled them.
You were doing that before, though, right?
Well, so we used to make the sunshine baskets.
Oh, yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So when we started the Jake David line, we actually stopped doing the sunshine baskets because this sort of took its place. And so we filled them with goodies. It might have been devotionals or coffee or, you know, just things to brighten somebody's day. And then the people who nominated them, they just had to deliver them. So I always say it's fun to be the wings.
Ooh, yeah.
Like when you give somebody else the chance to be the wings, like you got lots of people in play.
Yeah.
And so you give a chance, you give the opportunity for somebody to do good, they're going to do good.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, that's it for at least 99% of the people in the world. That's exactly. And if you can get, if you can figure out ways to give them opportunities, they might have been a good, kind person before, but this makes it, this kind of supercharges that. And I would guess that there are some of those people that you worked through that have gotten that feeling of just doing something that meant something to somebody. And then they start, like Peyton, looking for opportunities. Yeah. I need to do that some
Inspire.
More. Yeah. And sometimes people that aren't real talented, it's just money to help somebody else. Other times they might not have any money, but they have some talent, or they can do some, even a menial task or some, an important task involved in something like that, and get some satisfaction out of it and still be doing really good things for other people.
Absolutely.
And most people that I know, if you give them an opportunity, that is just special.
Yes.
They don't realize it until it happens, but they figure out that, man, that was really awesome.
Yes.
So go ahead with what your goodie bags thing. So
so those have all been delivered. So that was quite the project. And, you know, I was going to do a cutoff, like, okay, we got this much money. And then as I was making them and people were handing me names, I was like, I'm not going to turn anybody away. We're just going to make this work because it always works. So it's good.
Yep. Somehow when you start doing something like that, somehow money kind of shows up, or the may not always be money. The whatever it is you might need kind of materializes itself somewhere along the line.
Yeah.
And it's just... And it's just, that is so good when and you feel like there's something pushing this. Don't know what it is, but I like it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And
It's been good. I know even when we started, the first shirt we started with was the, it literally is the Live Like Jake shirt, and it's his mission, yep. You know, smile big, love big, bleed the red, white, and blue. And I remember thinking, okay, I'm not going to order very many of these because this will probably just be like our family and our close friends. And Peyton said, no, that needs to be your biggest order. And I was like, I don't know, it was just very humbling. Mm-hmm. Like, who didn't know him is going to really want this shirt. And she said, everyone is going to want this shirt. And it's crazy because everyone wanted that shirt.
Yeah. And even the people that only knew who he was, mm-hmm. and didn't know him, mm-hmm. know him. I saw him a few times, mm-hmm. and neat kid and all, yeah. that kind of thing. Yeah. You know, it's when you know that somebody had that love of life and doing this and loved farming and loved grandpa and grandma and loved and very patriotic, mm-hmm. you know, red, white, and blue, and mm-hmm. farming, and
like, we can stand behind that. We need, yeah. to stand behind,
yeah.
that.
and people, they know those are great qualities, mm-hmm. to have. And even, like, say, even if they didn't know him, mm-hmm. they either know somebody like that or wish they were like that, yeah. or more like that. And that's when you can wear that, or somebody sees that, you know, going, that's just awesome, mm-hmm. you know. And it's really good to have things like that going on. So, mm-hmm. Any more Jake David things we want to talk about?
No, I think we kind of hit it.
Okay,
yeah.
So let's say you were talking about having, you know, you got the couple of baskets out there, mm-hmm. the goodie things, and you decided that wasn't enough. If somebody wants to help and they don't want to buy 30 t-shirts, is there something they can they come in and say, I want to put this for the goodie bag?
Absolutely.
Kind of thing?
Yes, okay. Or to the next family that's, mm-hmm. going to be a recipient. Yes.
Yep.
We keep a little stash, mm-hmm. and so when we actually give, we can pull from that stash as well.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, so people can, because, mm-hmm. I'm going to say somewhere along the line there's going to be somebody who's going to either come into some extra money they didn't, mm-hmm. think about, or, you know, like a farmer, the crop prices, mm-hmm. may be higher than they thought they were going to be, and the input prices weren't so bad that they actually have some money left and they want to do something with it.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't need 30 t-shirts, and they want,
sure.
they want
absolutely.
To come in and...
I don't know. If you send them in, I think I can sell some stuff.
Yeah. Well, and that's not bad, too.
They might fall in love with some of the stuff.
But the amount of money they want to give,
sure.
they might not be able to get that much clothing. So besides t-shirts, what else is in the Jake David line?
So we sell gifty items as well, so hats. Mm-hmm. Our hats are super popular. We also sell
Now, what do the hats have on them?
So, the hats
are there several different ones?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So the ones that are sort of geared towards the men, we have one that has the flag on it that says Land That I Love. It's super popular. It's a leather patch, so it's a little bit mm-hmm. spicier, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A little more classic.
Yeah.
We have ones with bald eagles. Bald eagles, is really my husband's symbol. It's very important to him. That's his, feels,
yeah.
Jake when he sees the bald eagle, so we brought that into play. Oh goodness, you got me on the spot. Like, I look at these things every day.
Any kind of jackets or anything? Or
We do not do any jackets.
Okay.
We have hoodies. You know, it's funny.
Oh, yeah, okay. I was thinking something like that. But
yes. Really geared towards, you know, a lot of the teenage kids love this stuff,
mm-hmm.
Because it's super soft. Actually, a teacher at Fort Covey, she said, I was actually on your website looking to see what I was going to buy as Christmas gifts, and I looked around the cafeteria later during duty, and I was like, I think I see every shirt represented here in the cafeteria. And she said, one boy came up and said, oh my gosh, they're so soft. These sweatshirts are so soft. And I was like, for a middle school boy to say that,
yeah.
makes me feel pretty good. But I'm trying to think what else we have. Oh, this is probably maybe not as appropriate, but they're whiskey tumblers. So if you do have that man that's kind of hard to buy for,
mm-hmm.
we try to buy a lot of stuff locally or made in the USA.
Mm-hmm.
And so these tumblers have the flag on it. One has a bald eagle. And then we have beer pints. So just stuff for the hard to buy for men.
Uh-huh.
but other little gift items.
So
those
sound like great gift items for people that don't need anything.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they don't. And there's a lot of people like that. I don't need anything.
When you get to a certain age, you just kind of don't.
Yeah, because you already own everything you need.
Yes.
So
we try to think outside the box.
Yeah, and when you get something that's just cool like that.
Yes.
Are there any kind of like can koozies kind of things like that?
We do have coffee tumblers that you can turn into like mixed drinks tumblers. Mm-hmm. We sell candles made by Blended out of cold water, and they actually are like limited edition to just Sunshine to the Jake David line, I guess. So they're sort of the smells are attributes of his personality. They asked me to describe
so
him.
So flatulent.
That actually would probably have been a good one.
Teenage boy, I'm just guessing.
True. Very true.
And most of them on purpose.
Yes, absolutely.
just
no coof, none
just,
at all.
Just so you can flash that grin.
Yes.
Oh. Like I said, I only saw him a couple of times. He had...
Big smile.
Your smile and Troy's smile. Just smiling all the time.
Absolutely.
And people like that, the personality just oozes out of them.
Yes.
And obviously that's you, because like you say, when you meet new people, they don't feel like they're new people. It's just they're old friends, and everybody's smiling and happy to see each other. And even if they don't happen to buy anything day, which they probably will anyway, if they go in there.
We don't let them out.
they're going to come back because they just liked being in that. You don't get that in most stores. You get, what do you want?
That's a small business feeling.
Yeah.
Like, it isn't just us. That is definitely a small business feeling.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And that's in most of the businesses here in Fort Recovery, but it's so rare in the rest of the world that it is usually, I see you over there.
Yeah.
If you need anything, you can just...
Please don't ask.
Yeah. You can come ask me, but I'm going to try to hide in the back room or something because I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm just here to get some money. That isn't how... That's not how it goes.
Yeah.
So let's take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about the Salty Haven.
Perfect.
Be back in just a minute.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Queen Street Market is now under new ownership, and new owner Adriana Stein will be bringing us the same great prices on freshly cut steaks and lots more. Look for expanded hours of operation coming soon, along with several other changes that will improve your shopping experience. They'll still be giving us all the holiday party tray options, veggie and fruit trays, sandwich trays, cookie trays, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. Please order well ahead of time. And look for their specials during the Merchant's Christmas Open House. So whether it's just your weekly groceries, freshly cut steak, party trays, or hot meals from their deli, Wayne Street Market is here to help you with your grocery shopping. Wayne Street Market, your hometown store with a whole lot more. It's basketball season, and here are the games coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Our Lady Indians will begin their season this Saturday evening with a varsity-only game at Arcanum with a tip-off at 6 o'clock. We'll simulcast WPGW's coverage of the game, and the NFHS video will be available. The game with Crestview, originally scheduled for Friday evening, has been postponed, and the makeup date will be announced later. Let's all get into basketball mode and get down to Arcanum this Saturday evening to help cheer on our Lady Indians as they begin their season. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Sorry, we were chit-chatting. We kind of forgot to keep track of what was going on here. So, and in a minute, we'll probably let you in on what we were talking about, but we'll get around to that. Before we get into anything where we might go off on a tangent like that, let's talk about the Salty Haven. So we've already talked about the Sunshine Boutique and kind of leading us to the headliner of the Jake David line of clothes. The Salty Haven, what is that? Why is it there? How did it happen?
Okay, so we kind of talked a little bit before about how Nikki had bought the salt machine mm-hmm. from Nikki Stone at Nature's Green when they sold their Salina location. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we figured out a way to keep Nikki with me. And so she is in the back room of Sunshine Boutique. So Nikki is the owner of Salty Haven. So, you know, when people come in and they ask me what the salt room is, I'm like, well, I'll give you a probably not the best definition. If you talk to Nikki, she's like a pro at this. But and basically in our terms, it's like sitting on the ocean. You go into this room. It's beautiful. It's been beautifully done, beautifully decorated. And Nikki infuses like Himalayan sea salt into the room. This little machine infuses it in. You can't really see it. If you lick your lips while you're in there, you can taste the salt on your lips. But for people who have respiratory issues, asthma, allergies, really like inflammation in your body, it can, or it, you breathe that in and it sort of breaks it all up and kind of gets the gunk all broken up and out of there. Right now she's super busy with little ones, so you can bring your babies in. You know, a lot of times mm-hmm. people will call and say, is it safe to bring my babies, like even newborns? And she said, absolutely. It's natural. It's a natural medicine, mm-hmm. really. And for littles, they come in for one visit. You sit in there for 50 minutes. The room's yours when you book it. The little ones are already like, their noses are already running when they come out. It's usually like one treatment and they're good to go. Adults sometimes will take two or three. We're just harder to fix. But the littles, it takes one and they're good. Hmm. So, you know, the RSV things were kind of big right now.
Yeah.
Lots of RSV going around. If your kiddo's even starting to act like they might be getting it, if you bring them in, it can really kind of keep it from coming.
Kind of break it up before it gets a good hold?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
So how many people can you get in the room, or how many is suggested to be in the room?
You know, typically there's, you know, anywhere from one to three. That's kind of the average. But mm-hmm. She can get four to five in there comfortably. Mm-hmm. She has gravity chairs in there, like super comfy gravity chairs, so you can relax. You come in and sit on your street clothes. That's often a question, like, what do you wear? You just wear what you wear. And then
just don't cover up your breathing, because that's the
that's
what it's for. So mm-hmm. So if you come in a Halloween mask, make sure it has an open mouth and
nose. I haven't seen that yet.
No, I hope that doesn't happen. But,
but you never know.
Yeah. So, well, ask what you're wearing.
That's right.
Just don't cover. Just make sure you're wearing something.
Yes.
And don't cover up your wherever you breathe, your nose or your mouth or both.
Yes.
So, yep.
But yes, so babies to, you know, young and older adults. She's had a lot of success with COVID long haulers, people who've really just had issues since having COVID.
Yeah.
They've found a lot of relief coming to her like on a regular basis until they're really just feeling fantastic. So she also does foot detoxes now. She can do 2 foot detoxes.
So is that a separate thing from the Salty Haven? Okay.
Yes. Yep. So the salt room is just for the salt room. And then right outside the door and like a little corner, so you really can't even tell that you're back there. If you're shopping at Sunshine, you can't even see around the corner. But she does foot detoxes as well.
So what is that?
It's really gross. So
oh, awesome.
You put your feet in some water and she does this special whatever and it kind of pulls all the toxins out of your body. It's actually incredible and it's super effective.
So is it just water in there or is there something else? That
so she, it's this little, I should know what, array. It's called an array and it's hooked up to a machine. It, like she, once again, I've heard her spiel. I should probably have it memorized. But she puts a little bit of salt in the water and it just pulls toxins out of your body. And it's pretty nasty by the time it's done. Hmm. But people feel energized. People who are sick, it can kind of just pull that, you know, gunk out as well. But it's very popular because people are finding it very effective.
Yeah. So if something like that, even if it sounds like, how could that possibly work?
Mm-hmm.
Well, try it and
give
see.
It a try.
Yeah.
Yes.
And if it doesn't work, it might not work for you.
Yeah.
And it might not be for whatever it is that you're that's ailing you at the time, but mm-hmm. it's probably worth it. And the same with the Salty Haven. It's
yes.
if nothing else, it gives you an hour to get away
relax.
From everybody and relax and
yes.
just leave me alone and
yes.
I'm in here.
There's a lot of guys that fall asleep in there.
Yeah, why not?
And we too tell the guys they can come in the back door if they don't want to come through Sunshine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So the back door is open. It's a thing.
And you can park in the parking lot between instead of mm-hmm. don't park in back. Somebody will see your car there.
Yes.
So park over there and,
yes.
and tell them
we'll get you in and out as
tell them you're
fast
going to the bank.
We can. Yes.
Well, I saw your car in the parking lot. Yeah, I went to the bank. You're in there a lot. You're in there 2 hours.
There for two.
So, yep, I had a lot to do. A lot to do. So, anything else we want to talk about with Salty Haven? Is that
yeah, she has, you know, things that you can buy back there, like salt lamps and things that you can put in your house to help with.
Now, the salt lamps will emit some of the salt,
yes.
too. Now, I'm guessing that's not just a thing. You buy one and that's it. Is that something that you'll have to buy some salt and replenish it?
No,
or is it,
actually,
it's like forever, huh?
It's forever.
Huh.
Like it's kind of, oh, she says it neutralizes the air, so you know our electronics and stuff is everywhere.
Yeah.
So it can help sort of neutralize that. Littles who get stuffy at night, if you put a salt lamp in their bedroom, it actually helps them sleep and helps them not be so stuffy.
Mm.
Yeah, it's crazy, the benefits.
Yeah, that's awesome. So how would somebody go about being getting an appointment for the salt room?
So you can look her up on Facebook under Salty Haven, and you can actually book right on there, or you can call the store. She shares the same number as Sunshine.
Which is?
375? 419-375-5700.
5700. Gotcha.
Yes. But you can call in, and we can get you set up as well.
Yeah. All right. So let's take a quick break. We'll come back, and we will kind of go over everything again, rehash, hit the high spots, and then we'll get on to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. The guys just walked in. They're helping themselves to the meat and cheese tray. Krista didn't get much because she was out at the state line for supper tonight, the
and
new place.
It's so good.
Yep.
Is it really?
Yep.
So good. They've changed their menu. It's so good.
Yep.
And do they have
gizzards
yet?
Oh, I don't know.
They do have gizzards. Yes! Yeah.
I don't remember seeing that, but maybe because my eyes would have went right over.
I love gizzards.
Hard to get. I've never been that hungry.
Nope.
I have never been that hungry. Hi, Troy. The husband is here now.
The here the
chauffeur. Oh, he has? You in here? You're allowed to come in.
Oh.
We have beverages and meat and cheese trays. And, yep. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come back and hit the highlights and then we'll head to Sports Talk back in a minute.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself. and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049. Your partner in planning and making you first.
The Jay County Civic Theater is presenting a double feature Christmas show, and tickets are available now. The show will be Frosty the Snowman and the Best Christmas Pageant Ever, and the shows will be at 7 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, December 2nd and 3rd, and Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, December 8th, 9th, and 10th, with a special Sunday matinee show on December 4th at 2 p.m. Advance tickets are available now at Arts Place or online at myartsplace.org or by calling 260-726-4809. The cost is $8 for students and $10 for adults, with a $1 per ticket fee for credit card purchases. The Civic Theater shows are always entertaining and sell out quickly, so get your tickets now for this year's Christmas shows, Frosty the Snowman and the Best Christmas Pageant Ever, coming up over two weekends in early December at Arts Place in Portland.
Welcome back to Insight. We're talking with Krista Mullenkamp. Wanted to say hi, Camp, not sure why. And her husband Troy is in the studio now. He's hiding in another room before. Daisy's here
hiding.
Too.
She's like, awesome. I'm not going because you're going to make me talk.
You don't have to talk, but her. I'm thinking that her smile is like yours, and it's going to light up the room. So more sunshine.
She's pretty joyful.
Yep. So let's kind of go over again. Give us a quick recap of Sunshine Boutique and what and when and why and where and all of that.
Well, we could talk about Small Business Saturday, which is coming up.
Ooh,
next
that's
Saturday.
A really good idea. I hadn't thought about that, but yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
I know one of the number one questions we're always asked is, you know, what do you do for Black Friday? And I always say, well, I don't really get into Black Friday because I don't really like Black Friday, but Small Business Saturday is important. I think it's definitely something that's been a priority around here, especially. Because small businesses are kind of making a comeback.
Yeah.
The malls are, you know, slowly kind of, I don't know if you've been to Muncie Mall lately, it's kind of scary because it's so empty.
I think there's over five stores still open in there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe six, but there's nothing.
I actually just had a vendor at the store Monday who I buy from, and she's from Chicago, and she said something to me about Small Business Saturday, and she's like, it's not really a big thing around Chicago. And I was like, oh, it's a big thing around here in small towns. So we do get a lot of support on that day, and it is an important day. So,
yep. So Sunshine Boutique sells?
Women's clothing and men's, at least in the Jake David line. There's kind of something for everyone in the family. So mm-hmm. I do say we really do have something for everyone.
Okay. And give us a kind of a quick recap on the Jake David things.
Yep. So
what that involves, and if you want to get into it again, how and why it came around.
So the Jake David line was started after my son was killed on October 9th of 2020. And it was really just a line that kind of gave me purpose in keeping the store open. And it revolves around faith, patriotism, and positivity.
Mm-hmm.
And we give 15% back to mostly local families, but it can also be a community events that come along that we feel are important and are something that, you know, we think Jake would have thought was important as well.
Yeah, and anybody that lives around here has definitely seen at least one of the Jake David shirts, and it's, you know, it's basically farming, patriotism,
faith, and just positive messages.
And maybe a couple of things with the bald eagles.
Yes, absolutely.
That's Troy's.
Yeah, that's Troy's.
By the way, I got one. It's soft.
That we were talking about that. So men are actually the pickiest. men are way pickier than girls.
I hate scratchy.
Yes.
Clothes.
And so if the men like them, they'll come in and get more.
Oh.
Yeah. They'll get one with every logo or whatever, every saying on them. So anything else you want to throw in there about?
No.
David? Can people order things online?
Yes.
Do you do a lot of online sales? Is everything you have available online? And do they order it and come pick it up, or do they order it and you ship it to them, or any of those?
You know, 90 to 95% of our business is in-store, which I love because I'd rather see people.
Yeah. Yes.
But we do an online business, and we ship. Most of our online shoppers actually just order online and then come and pick up. Because they want to make sure they get it before it's sold out.
Yep.
So yes, lots of ways to get whatever. So not everything is online. It would take us an eternity to get everything online.
Yeah.
But the major things are always online.
Well, you got the young Deuce girl
Kendra
now.
She keep her working.
Yeah. Tell her to have it done by closing time tomorrow.
Yes.
So the Salty Haven, kind of give us a rundown on that.
Yep. So Nikki's open, you know, Monday evenings through Thursday evenings, especially because a lot of families have to get in the evenings because the kids being in school. So open all day Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So
yeah, and we did kind of just go through that a few minutes ago, but kind of run through with what that actually does for somebody.
Yep. So if you're having any kind of respiratory issues, inflammation issues, sciatica issues, you know, come give it a try. So, you know, a lot of people, especially when it comes to sort of holistic or alternative medicine, aren't really into that. But I always say, don't knock it till you try it. Because a lot of people who were kind of non-believers have become believers.
And I think it was off air, might have been on the air. We decided that the worst that can happen is you get an hour of sitting there and relaxing with the rest of the world gone.
And we have to wake you up. It's happened before.
Sure, yeah. Yeah. You've always been a huge supporter of our radio gala. And with your ties to Jay County and Fort Recovery, and your ties with the store. You've always had people come to you about families who are in need in the holiday season. Mm-hmm. And I think this year's no different.
Yes.
I've seen a couple emails from that have went around. And just to let you know that we really appreciate that because there's so many people that need help, you know, and they just have a hard time asking. And I just think that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and sometimes we just don't know about it.
We don't know.
And sometimes it's not even that they need it. I mean, you know, that's the biggest reason, but it's that they deserve it.
So we really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I know Jack's a big fan. And
you guys do some great stuff.
Well, that's
great stuff.
That's why
that's
people give us money to do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There might be some of our money in that, but all of that, virtually 0% of the money that we're helping with is actually our money. People have entrusted us with that. I say us, I have nothing to do with that part of it.
Well, it goes back to, we were talking about this before, you give people the opportunity to do good. Lots of people want to do good.
Yeah.
It's sometimes, some people don't know how.
Yeah. Yep. And you just had a big deal over at Jay County, right? I mean, I heard you on PG-14 where you had talk a little bit about that.
I don't know.
Well, wasn't you just on the radio? Didn't you have
an ad.
Yeah, but I was thinking, wasn't there something going on where you and... What was the fest? Do they have a days over there? Veterans Day.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
So we have a separate fund. It's called the Jake D. Mullenkamp Little Patriot Fund. And so, you know, that's, you know, after everything that was developed. And so our goal is to sponsor community events. So the little girl here, Sophie Pearson.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she inspired me. And, you know, we've talked, actually Troy and I have talked about this for a long time. Man, we would love Jay County to have flags up. My dad's a veteran, so true. I've just always been raised around that. We've been raised to respect that. And so it was our first thing, like, let's make this happen.
Yeah.
And had no idea how many there were going to be, but unbelievable.
So you kept that secret from me this whole hour.
Some people are like, well, there's
leave it to sports talk guys to get the...
They're just two separate entities, and they,
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a big project, and actually...
Is that going to be an ongoing project?
Yeah, so, partially why I needed Kendra, because I'm like, there's lots of things I want to be able to do, and I just can't quite do it all with the store, because it's busy and it's awesome, but I want to be able to do a lot of things.
So Why don't you give us a real quick rundown on that and how people can help if you have that information in, mm-hmm. in your head?
Yeah, so, you know, especially because over here you might have ties to some, or might live here in Fort Recovery but grew up in Jay County. But if you were born, were raised, or currently live in Jay County, you can apply to have a veteran banner put up. Haley Moeller, who also works for me, she's my photographer. She actually did the design of the banners. They're absolutely beautiful. And then I just add in all the information when people send it, so they can contact me to go about that. But yeah, we'll have a next round next year, and we already have like 65 veterans, new ones.
That's great.
I tell you what, like mm-hmm. Bob and I are both the same way. If you go by my store, I've got my brothers mm-hmm. and my brother-in-law and my dad.
Yeah,
and
I didn't realize
it is
that
so here. Cool. I mean, it's just
I agree.
When she got that done, I seen his dad and all these. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's what's really cool is you see when they're young mm-hmm. and how much they look like their kid. You know, the young kids are
amazing.
Yeah. Wow, he looks handsome.
Well, they were so handsome. That's what I would say.
Oh,
my
God.
These guys were so handsome.
Man, it's awesome.
Yeah. That's a really cool thing. So, congrats on that.
Well, that is great. So, anything else you want to throw out
there?
I'm
just appreciative of you asking me.
Well, when people are doing good things to help other people, that's really what we're trying to do. We're trying to. Our whole goal is to promote the town, the businesses, the school, and the kids, mm-hmm. and all of the civic organizations and things that people are trying to just figure out ways to help other people. That's what we're trying to do. That's all we're trying to do here. So
well, you're doing it.
Well, yeah, so. And it's because of people like you that we can do things like that. So we'll take a little break here. Thanks for listening to Insight with Krista Mullenkamp of Sunshine Boutique, Jake David, Salty Haven.
Thank you.
And we appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. We'll be back with Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, and Coach Bobby Leverett.
On the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show is being brought to you in part by those community-minded